We're still same line is softly, softly, but full roll batting. So he's, you know, facing bowlers, machines. He's able to sweep and pull and everything's that's really good. And he started to bowl through a little bit. He's not bowled at any batsmen yet, but doing his drills and running in and running through. So probably further on than where we thought he would be. So really positive. No setbacks so far, touch wood, and yeah, no complications. So really good for him. It's been an incredibly frustrating time and fantastic for us from a selfish point of view to have someone like him back in the fold, even in training. His experience and maturity around the group is really valuable.
But the 17th of April perhaps is a date that's not quite top of the list of priorities just at the moment.
No, we'll take our time with Tom, make sure he's absolutely ready. I guess the beauty with Tom is that he's multi-skilled, so he could probably bat just about anywhere in the top seven, or even lower if he wanted him to, but I think it'd be unlikely. In Championship cricket, can bat the top of the order in white ball cricket, and also bowl. So whilst his bowling is of course important to us, yeah, he could also play a very important role with the bat.
Simon Kerrigan, is he okay? Had a bit of a niggle, did he?
No, Keggs had more than a niggle. He had a stress fracture in his back. And he's healed, he's back in training, so that's all good as well. Lewis Rees returned from overseas, he's back with us now. Nathan Buck's coming back this week. Liam Livingston's still away, Gavin Griffith's still away. I'm probably missing someone and they'll hate me forever. But yeah, we got Saqib away with the 19s at the moment, but we've got a lot of guys around. It really is a good atmosphere at the moment. Really pleased with their attitude, but you know, that's what you'd hope for anyway. Our biggest sort of challenge at the moment is getting our timing right, because we're doing a lot of work. I don't think we're doing too much, but trying to keep them fresh so that when we get into the season, they're dying to get out there on grass and play some proper cricket. I want the fittest team in the country. That's what we want. But I think there's a massive correlation between the fittest team and performance. You know, if we can have this fittest squad, and there's no reason why we shouldn't, because we've got quite a young squad, and we can maintain that, then we can keep our best players on the park, which should help us with performance at the end of the season. You know, it's that running through the line at the end of the year, which we didn't do. And there was a number of reasons why we didn't do it last year. It wasn't just about fitness, but if we keep our best players on the park longer, we've got the best chance. And the game is moving at a hell of a rate. These guys need to be fit. And for me, if I challenge them on that front, if they respond positively, it shows the right attitude for me as well. If I'm requesting them to be as fit as they can be, and they're giving it back to me,